Devaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 3, entitled Karma Yoga. And the text number 25 and 26. So we can recite the first one, and then later I will just read the second one. Sakta karmanya vidvamso,
sakta karmanya vidvamso,
yata kurvanti bharata,
yata kurvanti bharata,
kuryat vidvams tata saktas,
kuryat vidvams tata saktas,
chikirsha loka sangraham,
chikirsha loka sangraham.
Sakta karmanya vidvamso,
sakta karmanya vidvamso,
yata kurvanti bharata,
yata kurvanti bharata,
kuryat vidvams tata saktas,
kuryat vidvams tata saktas,
chikirshur loka sangraham,
chikirshur loka sangraham.
Sakta karmanya vidvamso,
sakta karmanya vidvamso,
yata kurvanti bharata,
yata kurvanti bharata,
kuryat vidvams tata saktas,
kuryat vidvams tata saktas,
chikirshu loka sangraham,
chikirshu loka sangraham.
Sakta karmanya vidvamso, yata kurvanti bharata, kuryat vidvams tata saktas, chikirshu loka sangraham. Sakta karmanya vidvamso, yata kurvanti bharata, kuryat vidvams tata saktas, chikirshu loka sangraham.
Sakta karmani avidvamso,
sakta karmani avidvamso,
yata kurvanti bharata,
yata kurvanti bharata,
kuryat vidvams tata saktas,
kuryat vidvams tata saktas,
chikirshu loka sangraham,
chikirshu loka sangraham.
Sakta karmani
avidvamso,
yata kurvanti bharata,
kuryat vidvams tata saktas, chikirshu loka sangraham. Sakta, being attached, karamani, in prescribed duties, avidvamsaha, the ignorant, yata, as much as, kurvanti, they do, bharata, O descendant of Bharat, kuryat, must do,
Vidvan,
the learned,
Tata,
thus, Asaktaha,
without attachment,
Chikirshuhu,
desiring to lead,
Lokasangraham, the people in general. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Asi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation.
As the ignorant perform their duties with attachment to results, the learned may similarly act, but without attachment, for the sake of leading people on the right path. Please repeat. As the ignorant perform their duties,
as the ignorant perform their duties,
with attachment to results,
with attachment to results,
the learned may similarly act,
the learned may similarly act,
but without attachment,
but without attachment,
for the sake of leading people,
for the sake of leading people,
on the right path,
on the right path.
Purport. A person in Krishna consciousness and a person not in Krishna consciousness are differentiated by different desires. A Krishna conscious person does not do anything which is not conducive to development of Krishna consciousness. He may even act exactly like the ignorant person who is too much attached to material activities. But one is engaged in such activities for the satisfaction of his sense gratification, whereas the other is engaged for the satisfaction of Krishna. Therefore, the Krishna conscious person is required to show the people how to act and how to engage the results of action for the purpose of Krishna consciousness. So text number 26, I will just read this. Na buddhi bhedam janayet ad jnanam karma sanginam josayet sarva karmani vidvan yukta samacharan. Translation. So as not to disrupt the minds of ignorant men attached to the fruit of results of prescribed duties, a learned person should not induce them to stop work. Rather, by working in the spirit of devotion, he should engage them all in all sorts of activities for the gradual development of Krishna consciousness. Purport. Vedaish Chasarvir Aham Eva Vedaha. That is the end of all Vedic rituals. All rituals, all performances of sacrifice, and everything that is put into the Vedas, including all direction for material activities, are meant for understanding Krishna, who is the ultimate goal of life. But because the conditioned souls do not know anything beyond sense gratification, they study the Vedas to that end. But through fruit of activities and sense gratification regulated by the Vedic rituals, one is gradually elevated to Krishna consciousness. Therefore, a realized soul in Krishna consciousness should not disturb others in their activities or understanding, but he should act by showing how the results of all work can be dedicated to the service of Krishna. The learned Krishna conscious person may act in such a way that the ignorant person working for sense gratification may learn how to act and how to behave. Although the ignorant man is not to be disturbed in his activities, a slightly developed Krishna conscious person may be directly engaged in the service of the Lord without waiting for other Vedic formulas. For this fortunate man, there is no need to follow the Vedic rituals, because by direct Krishna consciousness, one can have all the results one would otherwise derive from following one's prescribed duties. Om Jnana Tamirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Malitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Svapadantikam Vandayaham Sri Guruho Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Navaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrijatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadhavetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanvitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Vando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Vansha Prakutarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patihanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Sakta Karmyan Yavidvamsu Yata Kurvanti Bharata Kuryad Vidvamsu Tathasaktas Chikyarshu Lokasangraham Na buddhi vedam janayet agyanam karma sanginam josayet sarva karmani vidvan yukta samacha. As the ignorant perform their duties with attachment to the results, the learned may similarly act, but without attachment, for the sake of leading people on the right path. So as not to disrupt the minds of ignorant men attached to fruitive results of prescribed duties, a learned person should not induce them to stop work. Rather, by working in the spirit of devotion, he should engage them in all sorts of activities for the gradual development of Krishna consciousness. So in this verse through to verse 32, Krishna is explaining how a devotee will relate to an ignorant person. The discussion on doing your duty runs from text 17 through to text 35. Doing one's duty and how to help others, how to do it for the welfare of people in general. So we already had, previously Krishna gave us the perfect example of King Janak, who does his duty for the sake of leading the people in general. We also know, of course, that Lord Ramachandra is likewise known for such a role because he leads the people by showing them the right path. When I was thinking for other examples, I found lots of examples of Narad Muni, who was disturbing people in their devotions, in their regular service. He's quite known for that. He's, of course, highly elevated, and just by his association, by the moment's association of a pure devotee, then one can make all advancement. So he can come to someone who's not even doing prescribed duties, like Magrari the hunter, and simply tell him, give everything up, go and sit in a cottage and worship Tulsi, and don't worry, everything will be fine. And because of his association, because of the power of the association of the pure devotee, he could achieve all success. But here, Krishna is advising us how best to act. And of course, Srila Prabhupada, in one of the purports, is saying that actually, even us as devotees are more bold than what Krishna is advising. We sometimes do go up to people and try and persuade them. And we're going to look at this a little bit in terms of the meanings of the words and who's been spoken about. Because we know in this age of Kali that most of us have no idea what prescribed duties are. So this verse is talking about one who is doing prescribed duties for future results. Srila Prabhupada in the Burbot, to text number 26, specifically says that Krishna is the goal of the Vedas, but people with fruitive mentality study the Vedas for their own fruitive results. But of course, in this current age, most of the population is no longer following the Vedic rituals, even for fruitive results. So that's why today I'm going to look at actually who's being talked about here and who the rest of us are. So in this verse, Krishna describes the ignorant, avidvamsaha. So the ignorant are doing what? They're doing karma. They're doing their prescribed duties because they want the result that's promised in the Vedas. The next person described is Vidvan, the learned. The learned is also acting, but he's acting asaktaha, without attachment. And beyond that, we'll come a little further, that the Vidvan who is a devotee is also acting for Krishna. This distinction is given particularly by Bodhidharma Prabhu in his commentary, how one who's acting for himself in karma, just acting in karma, when he starts to become elevated, he enters Sakam Karma Yoga, which means that he's attached to the work he's doing and he's attached to the results. But he knows that the goal is to serve Krishna. And then Nishkam Karma Yoga is a further progression where somebody still is attached to the work they're doing, but they start to give up the results of the work for Krishna's satisfaction. And beyond that, the pure devotee, who is not attached to the work, he will work only as is required for Krishna. So, in this verse number 25, the learned, Vidvan, are advised by Krishna to do prescribed duties in order that the ignorant will learn how to act. So Krishna ends this verse by saying loka sangraham, for the people in general. So Srila Prabhupada explains this as more clearly in the purport text 26. But I'm just going to look now at who's not included in this verse. And this is described in text number 32, where it says, Ye tvedhad abhyasuyanto nanutishtanti maimatam sarva jnanavi mudhamstan vidinashtan achetasaha. So these people are not doing karma. Those who, out of envy, disregard these teachings and do not follow them regularly, are considered to be bereft of all knowledge, befooled, and ruined in their endeavors for perfection. So this is beyond the ignorant. These people are out of envy. They are not following Krishna's instructions. So we know this from another part of the Bhagavad Gita, is often called vikarma. It is not prescribed duties. It is acting as other than prescribed duties. And at the end of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells us that this science is not to be taught to such envious people. So in verse number 25, Srila Prabhupada in the purport explains most of this. Krishna conscious person and a person not in Krishna consciousness are differentiated by different desires. So Srila Prabhupada is explaining that they may actually be doing exactly the same thing, but their reason for doing it is different. The ignorant person is doing it out of saktaha, attachment for the fruits, whereas the Krishna conscious person is not attached, he only wants to please Krishna. So the conclusion in the Purport, therefore the Krishna conscious person is required to show the people how to act. So in the text this is called Chikirshuhu Lokasangraham, desiring to lead the people in Jino, and how to engage the results of action for the purpose of Krishna consciousness. So in text number 26, how the learned can teach the people in Jino is approached by Krishna. He says, so as not to disrupt the minds of ignorant men attached to the fruit of results, a learned person should not induce them to stop work. Rather, by working in a spirit of devotion, he should engage them in all sorts of activities for the gradual development of Krishna consciousness. So Srila Prabhupada explains this more in the purport. So about halfway through the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, therefore, a realized soul in Krishna consciousness should not disturb others in their activities or understanding, but he should act by showing how the results of all work can be dedicated to the service of Krishna. The learned Krishna conscious person may act in such a way that the ignorant person working for sense gratification may learn how to act and how to behave. So I'm just relating this sequence by Lord Krishna into Srila Prabhupada's program of distributing books. Because if we, by direct preaching, start preaching to somebody, you are not this body, you shouldn't be engaged in this work, then we are doing what Krishna advises us not to do. But by this program of distributing books, where Srila Prabhupada is called, the book is just waiting to evolve. So a person will take a book, and according to their level of advancement, they may or may not read the book. But by simply having the book on their bookshelf, they will be becoming purified. Because by showing respect to the book, by having it in your house, this is a type of devotional service. And this is part of the process of purification. So just by the distribution of books, we're not aggravating the envious, but we're giving them the opportunity to become gradually purified. And then, according to their stage of realization, they will one day open the book and start reading and be in a proper situation to take something from the book. I was also noticing, in terms of what we take out of studying the Bhagavad Gita, that our realization is only up to our level of purification of consciousness. I've been noticing, as we've been going through the Bhagavad Gita again, how much Krishna is talking about doing your duty. And I remember when I first read the Bhagavad Gita, I didn't notice that, because I was one of these vimuddha, one of these people who had no knowledge at all about what is duty. Because in the Western culture, the only concept of duty is looking after yourself and looking after those who are connected to you. Srila Prabhupada calls it extended selfishness. We follow the rules of society because it works for our sense gratification. We have no other sense of duty as it goes. When you look at society now, you find that mothers don't even have a sense of duty for their children, nor fathers. This should be a natural thing. Parents naturally would have a sense of duty to look after their children. But in the degraded modern society, some don't. Some abandon their children. Some kill their children. I think that caring for their children and educating their children is the responsibility of the state. So in other words, by atheistic welfare programs, the whole idea of duty has been taken off people. because what people want is simply sense gratification. And therefore they vote for the party that promises such. And so the whole sense of duty gets taken up by the state, who may or may not carry it out properly. But the parents, they will send their children to school and expect the children to be looked after. If in the lower classes of society, the parents may be on a benefit, and they may spend all their benefit on their own sense gratification and then go off to the welfare agencies for some food to feed their children even. And they will put their parents into the old age home. Okay, parents, you're no longer useful. The same as they'll do with the cows, who we know from the Vedas, the cow is also our mother. But they treat their mother and the cow the same. When their useful life is finished, they will just send them away. So in the Western society, we have no real idea of karma. So it takes some purification before we can even do our duty with attachment to the results. So that's why Krishna is not trying to force us out of tune to do such things. He's established the whole Vedas. And those who approach them for fruit of results will get fruit of results in order to encourage them to keep going. And by this process, as Srila Prabhupada explains in the Purport, they will gradually be elevated to Krishna consciousness. So now, after where I was reading before in the Purport, Srila Prabhupada says, although the ignorant man is not to be disturbed in his activities, a slightly developed Krishna conscious person may directly be engaged in the service of the Lord without waiting for other Vedic formulas. So one who has no idea of how to act should be taught to act properly according to Dharma, according to his duties. And for him, this is elevation. But for one who is slightly developed, Srila Prabhupada calls slightly developed, so in the nectar of devotion, the qualification for Krishna consciousness is simply to become attracted to Krishna and attracted to serve him. So slightly developed in Krishna consciousness means we have some slight attraction to serve Krishna. So for this slightly developed Krishna conscious person, Srila Prabhupada writes, he may be directly engaged in the service of the Lord without waiting for other Vedic formulas. For this fortunate man, there is no need to follow Vedic rituals, because by direct Krishna consciousness, one can have all the results one would otherwise derive from following one's prescribed duties. So this doesn't mean that the Krishna conscious person doesn't act. As we've been learning, Krishna says even he himself acts for the purpose of leading others. But also the Krishna conscious person, Srila Prabhupada makes the distinction between regular materialistic duties and spiritual duties of Krishna consciousness. So the person who's coming into Krishna consciousness has duties, but they are differently prescribed. So first and foremost, Krishna says in the fourth chapter, which is coming up next, Vedanta Sutra. First we have to inquire into the spirit, into the absolute truth. Our first step to come to Krishna consciousness is to be inquisitive. And then, as Krishna will explain in the fourth chapter, then we have to approach a spiritual master. So this is also described by Rupa Goswami, Ado Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Tabhajana Kriya. So inquiry into the absolute truth means that we have some faith that there is something beyond fruit of activities. And then we desire to associate with devotees and take shelter of the spiritual master. And then we're engaged in prescribed duties under the guidance of the spiritual master. So when we first come into ISKCON, we take shelter of Srila Prabhupada. And so therefore our first prescribed duties come as part of us joining the temple programs and serving in the temple, serving Srila Prabhupada, and gradually becoming elevated so that we can learn more about Krishna consciousness. So this is a full program of prescribed duties. As we learn more about Krishna consciousness, then we will learn about taking shelter of a guru living who is a representative of Srila Prabhupada, who will be able to tailor our spiritual duties in order to maximize our spiritual progress. So this process will continue. And so we shouldn't automatically assume that we're learned and we're in Krishna consciousness and therefore we don't have to do any more. We're always reminded that the word initiation means beginning. And the word disciple comes from the word discipline. So it implies one is engaged under some discipline. Now you could argue that that's English language and it's not Sanskrit. But in Sanskrit, the word guru also means heavy because he gives instruction. So these duties are there for us as we enter the process of Krishna consciousness. Krishna's just been explaining that when we become perfect, there's no actual duties to perform, but still we will do them in order to teach the people in general, and also because they're part of our perfection as well. The process of devotional service is so wonderful because the process we're following is also our goal. To be engaged in devotional service is our goal. To be always chanting the glories of the Lord is our goal. So these things that we're doing now, because they're our sadhana, because they're our practice, when we become perfected, we will continue to do them because they're also our goal. So in that way, we will still be acting in our duties. But we'll be acting out of love for Krishna. We won't be acting because they're our prescribed duties. So we missed the first bit of this purport. I'll just go through it and see. Srila Prabhupada was talking about the Vedas, how by all the Vedas, Krishna is to be known. So that's basically why Krishna is giving us these instructions in the Bhagavad Gita. So going back to that text that I read later. So in text number 31, Krishna described the person who's acting according to his instructions, as in the Bhagavad Gita. Ye me matam idam nityam anutishtanti madhavaha shradavanto nasuyanto muchyante tepi karmavihi. Those persons who execute their duties according to my injunctions and who follow this teaching faithfully without envy become free from the bondage of fruitive actions. So that's the result for us if we follow these teachings. And if we're acting to lead others, then that result is also available to others. In the previous verse, text 30, Krishna talks directly about devotional service. Mai sarvani karmani sanyasyadyat nachetasa nirasir nimamom bhutva yudyasa vigatacharaha. Therefore, O Arjuna, surrendering all your works unto me, with full knowledge of me, without desires for profit, with no claims for proprietorship, and free from lethargy, fight. So Krishna in this verse explains how one should work without attachment, without desires for profit, no claims for proprietorship, is described as being free from the mode of passion, and free from lethargy is described as being free from the mode of ignorance. And then he directly engages in devotional service, surrendering all your works unto me with full knowledge of me. So in this way, this selection of verses takes from the ignorant engage in karmic activities for fruitive results through the gradual process of spiritual elevation to simply working for Krishna's pleasure. Okay, so at this point, I want to invite some discussion from others. Questions, comments, or additions?